ABC Radio Australia.
Now, a multi-million dollar climate finance deal has been launched in Vanuatu with the aim of investing in community-based climate change adaptation. The $47 million Australian dollars, which is coming from the Green Climate Fund, Vanuatu's government, Australia's government and the NGO Save the Children, is the largest investment of its kind in the Pacific. But how much of an impact is this actually going to have? Well, I spoke with Save the Children's Vanuatu country director, Luke Ebbs.
Climate change, what that looks like in Vanuatu and what this project is trying to address is specifically two aspects of climate change. The first one is changing rainfall patterns, which is leading to increased severity and frequency of things like droughts and floods. And the second aspect is increasingly prevalent and powerful storms that are impacting the Pacific, most notably cyclones.
$47 million, it's a lot of money. What is going to practically come out of this project? What are people in communities actually going to see come out of this money flowing to them?
So what this project aims to do is work with local government and with communities to go to the community level and look at what are the risks that communities face as a result of these climate changes, as a result of the changing rainfall patterns, and as a result of the increased power and frequency of these storms. So what do they actually look like? One of the areas that this project will focus on is fisheries. So with climate change leading to changing rainfall patterns and increased frequency and severity of disasters, that obviously affects food sources. And access to nutritious food like proteins is obviously really essential for healthy children, healthy communities. One intervention that we'd be looking at under this project is increasing the availability of nutritious food sources by increasing access to fish. Through, for example, the installation of fishing aggregator devices, which attract more fish to a particular location, which makes it easier for communities in Vanuatu to access fish as a food source in a way that's sustainable.
And when you say that you're working with the communities to bring this project to life and the different small projects that will come in under this funding, what sort of, I guess, dialogue will you be having with people in those communities? Are you setting up forums, or how will you be talking to them and hearing from them about what they feel like they need?
Most communities in Vanuatu have existing structures that they use for community governance. They might include structures that have been set up by the church. They might include traditional structures rooted in the chief system of governance in Vanuatu. So we would be working with communities to identify what structures already exist in the first place, and we would work to strengthen those structures. And if there are no structures in place, then we would work to set those up. So we have lots of experience working with local government and communities to set up these community disaster and climate change committees, who are made up of volunteers in the community and made up of a diverse group of community members that represent different stakeholder interests. So we usually have an equal gender balance on those committees and try to bring in representatives of people living with disabilities into those committees.
With this amount of money, $47 million Australian dollars, with things like this, with money coming from overseas, what sort of checks and balances are in place to make sure that that money actually flows through to communities? I'm sure there's sometimes a bit of anxiety around, you know, money getting sucked up into administrative things. What do you have in place? What structures do you have in place to make sure that that money is going directly to communities?
Well, Save the Children globally has, you know, principles, standards, guidelines to ensure that the appropriate level of funding is reaching service delivery and communities, and, you know, most essentially for us, children. We also need to be accredited to a fund like the Green Climate Fund, which means that we need to demonstrate to the Green Climate Fund that we have all the policies, procedures, and expertise in place to ensure that the funding that they entrust Save the Children with is reaching the people that we say it's going to reach. In this case, you know, over 90,000 direct beneficiaries in some of the most vulnerable, climate vulnerable communities across Vanuatu. We'll also be working with Government of Vanuatu as a key partner. And the Government of Vanuatu also has their own kind of processes and checks and balances that we would be working with and strengthening through the delivery of this project, including an oversight committee called the National Advisory Board that monitors the effectiveness and impact of climate projects from different funding sources, including the Green Climate Fund.
And when does this project, or maybe I guess this money, when does it hit the shores of Vanuatu? When will people start to see this money, I guess, coming into their communities and all that dialogue happening to begin these projects?
We expect that the money will be accessible and project activities will begin to start in the next few weeks once some final contracting issues are worked out. We expect, you know, the first 12 months to be really focused on that foundational work to set the project up for success. And it is a six-year project. So over that period, you know, we really are looking forward to seeing the outcomes for kids, which is essentially that children and their families are better able to adapt to the impacts of a changing climate.